Hi, Austin?
Yeah, I just left you a voicemail. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, now I am. I don't know what happened. That was weird. For some reason, it, like, answered and went to my voicemail. But how are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. You know, it's Friday, so we are almost out of here, actually. Were you wanting to finish with everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been really busy, so I'll figure I'd get your call back soon as I got everything done.
No problem. I'm just going to have to reschedule the client interview. So that'll be the only thing.
Okay.
So now, let's see. Hold on one second. Let me see what I have available here. One second. How have you been, though?
Just busy getting stuff done.
Yeah. I know we already went, like, over some of your keywords, but, what got you into moving mobile homes? Like, why did you decide to do that? I'm honestly curious.
Actually, I was over at my wife's place, and we was there, and her neighbor, which is the guy that ran the mobile home company and everything,
uh-huh.
He came over needing help, and I got to helping him move mobile homes and stuff, and I kind of got into it, and I just went from there. And then he gave me an opportunity to really get into it and help me get my license and stuff, so I stayed with it.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I love mobile homes. I wish I could own one. I think they're awesome. You know, it's like, I know that they don't maybe they more depreciate in value than obviously like a regular home, but I feel like most of the time they're so much more spacious. You know, it's like in California, for the price of a mobile home, you could get maybe a shack. You know what I mean? Like it's like not even comparable.
located.
Yeah, we're in Orange County, California. I'm not sure if you're familiar. With California.
That's pretty good ways away. I've only been up there one time, and that's when I was doing some drywall and stuff with a company with Jeremiah Bradley.
And okay.
I was probably 17 at the time.
Oh, yeah. Did you know if you were in the northern part or the southern part?
I believe we was in the southern part. It's kind of,
okay.
I slept most rides, so I don't really remember exactly what we was at.
Well, I mean, I guess it's like if you were more near in L.A. or San Francisco, you know, like. California's huge. But anyway, so Monday is kind of, it's not great for the morning, but I can do, you know, around this time. We could do.
Around this time would be perfect.
Okay, so I'll set it for 5 to 6. Now, again, Austin, the whole phone call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? So I have everything set up. I already did the voice verification with you. The last thing that I'm going to need is for you to sign our terms. So I'm running the payment right now for the $348, and then I'll have you sign the terms, and then you'll be all set for your client interview, okay?
Okay. Is there a way I can do that old phone where the voice thing? Where, because I'm going down the highway right now and it's raining. I can pull over if I need to, but I don't know. I'll probably be stopping here in about 10 minutes, so that'd be fine if I need to sign anything.
So you just need to type out your name, that's it. And then hit a little box that says you certify that you're the authorized holder on the card. Here, let me see. Yeah, it should have come through, but there's no way to, I guess you could spell it out and like,
which
if you like voice talk it.
I've seen the message. I've been there reading the message. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying, all you need to do is just type out your name. If you want to, you could voice talk it and then press the little white box
and
that's it.
Real quick.
Okay. Awesome.
You just need to send through the message, right?
Yeah, so it's just the little white box at the bottom. It says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. You press that box, and then the signature just sign or type it out and then press confirm signature in the orange box.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, if you have any questions about any of that too, you can let me know. That's just it's just everything that we discussed in writing. So,
are you there? It will send me to a username and login.
Perfect. Okay, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Austin. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So that'll be emailed to you, okay? And it'll also be texted to
okay.
you as well.
I did give you my email, didn't I?
Yes, I have all of your information and put it already. You already have my extension and phone number, so if you need anything, you can reach out to me at any time. But from this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team. Then I'll just send you over a short YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out when you get the chance. Other than that, you are all set. I think you are doing – oh, and then the call tracking number, just make sure that you fill out that application before your client interview on Monday, okay?
Okay, yeah, I need to do that.
Okay.
If you don't mind, can you run through exactly what all on Google? You said there was a couple websites everything gets sent to where I'll be published on. What all was that again?
So it's the first page of the map section for 15 keyword phrases. You'll get up to 60 directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. You will get sponsored Facebook ads, as well as getting your company on mobile devices, because that is different programming with different search results. So it'll be for iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as a fully 5-page customized website.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Austin. I'm really excited to get you started with your marketing, and I do hope you have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye.